and went down to look at the sea, staggering along the street, which was strewn with sand and seaweed, and with flying blotches of sea foam, afraid of falling slates and tiles, and holding by people I met at angry corners. Coming near the beach, I saw not only the boatmen, but half the people of the town, lurking behind the buildings, some now and then braving the fury of the storm to look away to sea, and blown sheer out of their course in trying to get zigzag back. Joining these groups, I found bewildering women whose husbands were away in herring or oyster boats, which there was too much reason to think might have foundered before they could run in anywhere for safety. Grizzled old sailors were among the people, shaking their heads as they looked from water to sky and muttering to one another. Ship owners, excited and uneasy. Children huddling together and peering into older faces. Even stout mariners, disturbed and anxious, levelling their glasses at the sea from behind places of shelter as if they were surveying an enemy. The tremendous sea itself, when I could find sufficient pause to look at it in the agitation of the blinding wind, the flying stones and sand, and the awful noise, confounded me. As the high watery walls came rolling in, and, at their highest, tumbled into surf, they looked as if the least would engulf the town.